So this is lesson number two, and it's called Seeing the Heels. So go ahead and lie on your back and take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back today, this morning. Bring your awareness up to first your head and noticing what part of the back of your head is resting on the floor. And then from there, how you sense and feel your neck. And then how do you feel your shoulder blades on the floor? And then noticing your spine in between your shoulder blades going all the way down to your lower back and your tailbone. So today we're really going to work with your entire spine. So really sense for yourself this morning, how do you feel your whole spine? Are there gaps where you don't have as much awareness? Do you have places that there's a greater curvature, and then other places where it maybe feels completely flat? So it's almost like the topography of your spine, right? It's kind of like a landscape. What is the topography of your spine right now, this morning? And then how do you sense your pelvis? How does each side of your pelvis rest on the floor? And then how are your legs lying on the floor? No, it's fine. Yeah, there's some right back here.
And I've never done this before.
Well,
then I'm a yoga teacher, so.
And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And notice how you roll your head to each side.
You can either go there or there.
Or in front. You could come up with me. And go slowly and gently so that you really feel the quality. Nice. Good. So from here, we're going to roll over onto your stomach. So you're going to lie on your stomach. And once you're on your stomach, you're going to bring your left hand, and let's see, everybody's head face, Doug, turn the other way, so everybody's head's facing the back of the room. I like to keep you, it helps my mind. There you go. So you're going to bring your left hand up underneath your head first. Then your right hand goes on top of your left hand. And then your right ear is on the back of your right hand. So right ear. That means your face is to the left. Okay? Excellent. And now you're going to begin to do a movement. And it's very gentle and just small, where you're going to be lifting your head, but really you use your arm, your right arm, to lift your head. So as much as possible, you want to let your head truly rest on the back of your right hand. It's like a shelf. And so you can lift that right arm and elbow up, and your head floats up, and then you're going to lower back down. Now again, I really want you to start with small movements so that you can feel what part of your back do you activate. And I'd like you to look for the area in between your shoulder blades. And if that part is not sinking, most likely you're going straight to your lower back. So right in between your shoulder blades, yeah.
I go right there.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought, so I'm going to come and touch you here so you can feel, think of this sinking. Right, so we're just going to think, yeah, this could sink. And so some of you may even want to have that upper back sink first. Like in your mind, you say sink first and then float your head up. That's right. So right in here, you want to feel, not in your, beautiful. That's it. So it's not about the size of the movement in here. It's what you're doing. So you're sinking right here. So let all this lift like that. Yes. Okay. But then feel this sinks to do that. There you go. Beautiful. Nice. Now, as you do the movement just a few more times, what you should feel on the front side, right, is that your hips and belly kind of press a little more firmly into the mat, and your chest slightly lifts. So you're like creating an arc, starting to create an arc with your spine. Nice. Really good. Okay, so the next time you lower down, you're going to turn your head so that your left ear is now going to be on the back of your left hand. So bring your left hand on top of your right, and your left ear is now resting on the back of your left hand. Okay? And you'll see it's going to be completely different. So now you're going to do the same movement. And feel again, what is it like now with the left arm? And your head and neck doesn't do any work. It's the area in between your shoulder blades that you want to feel sinking. And this is a challenge because most of us have gotten very stuck there. So your whole, this lifts. So rest your head. Yeah. I thought you were doing it right on the other
side.
I
may have been, but
yes.
I'm dyslexic.
There you go. That's okay. So again, you're not doing anything in your head. If you're feeling any tension in your head, it means that you're not giving your head to be weighted on your arm. Just think of your arm like a pillow so that you have all this freedom in your neck. Because when the arm lifts, that's what's engaging your upper spine. Beautiful. So, and again, don't go too high, because if you go too high, you're going to go right into your lower back. And that's the habit for most of us. So I want you to go much smaller, because you go right here. So to get this to quiet down, yeah, I want you to think here. So I want you to think this can sink first here. Try to think there. That's what I want you to feel. See how that's different? Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, let's let that go and roll over onto your backs and rest on your back. And please roll over onto your stomach again. Once you're on your stomach, we'll go back to the right hand on top of the left. And once your right hand is on top of the back of the left hand, it's your right ear. So you place your right ear on the back of your right hand. And now you're going to bend your left knee so that the sole of your left foot is pointing towards the ceiling. Beautiful. Okay, so if your right ear is down, your face is to the left. Everybody make sure your face is to the left. Okay, so now you're going to once again have your head float up because it's the use of your right arm in that upper back. And as you lift, you're going to look over your left shoulder to possibly see your left foot. So you lift and then look. That's it. And then you come back to the start. So now something happens, and this is going to be part of what we're going to do in the workshop on Saturday, is this lateral bend in your ribs, right? Once you lift, you kind of bend to the side to see that foot. And then you come back. Really good, really good. So yeah, so when you lift up again, and then think, yeah, feel that, yeah. So it's a lateral bend in your ribs. And make sure that's it, and then there. Beautiful, and then there. This, I know, this is your area. Well, that's because you overwork here.
Yeah.
Because you're not yeah. mobile here.
Right.
So the more we get this freed up today, this is going to all go away. So what you need to be real conscious of today is don't let things happen here. Mm-hmm. So if you have to do it smaller to get this area to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'll keep an eye on you. That's it, Mary. That's it. But Doug, come up and you can do even more. There.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, feel that scrunch. And then you can see your foot. So remember, the arm is lifting your head. That's it. Good. And then we just like, once you're here, see, this is going to be so great for you.
Okay.
Because it's not about moving your neck. It's this. Uh-huh. It's that. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful. Excellent. Good. Okay. Come back to the center and lower that leg. We'll change your head and change your arm. So that means the left arm is on top of the right, and then the left ear is on the back of your hand, and then you bend the right foot up towards the ceiling. Using the left arm, you lift the head first, and then you bend, and you feel this bend in your ribs. And for some of you, this might be quite challenging because you're used to doing everything in your neck. And this is all about not doing in your neck and using your ribs. Beautiful, Felicity. That's it. Nice. Just let this relax. There you go. Good, Doug. So notice, you're doing great. Go ahead and notice how it's easier on this side.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, so this is what we want you to learn on this side. Mm-hmm. You're in the perfect place today. Mm-hmm. So it's that awareness that'll help you. Awesome. And after you do it maybe one more time, let it go and roll onto your back and sense how you're lying on your back now. Okay, so we're going to roll over onto your stomach again. Your right hand will be on top of your left, and that means your right ear is on the back of your right hand. And this time you're going to bend both knees. So both feet come up. So again, your right ear is on the back of your right hand, which means your face is to the left. And you're going to lift your head again using that right arm. And then you're going to look over, really think of looking over the left shoulder, and maybe you can see both heels. So by the legs being bent, it adds a little more freedom in the lower back, so it's easier to lift the upper back. Beautiful. So really think about you're scrunching the ribs on the left side, and then the ribs on the right side are fanning out. Nice, Mary. Great. Good. And then you come back to center. We'll change your head, change your hands. So the left hand is on top of the right, and your left ear is now down. So you use the left arm to lift your head and then look over the right shoulder. So you scrunch those right ribs and the left ribs open. And each time you always come back to center. Make sure that you come back to the beginning. And then notice, how are you breathing? So you should probably be taking in a breath when you pause. And then as you're lifting and shifting, you're on the exhale. That's it. Maybe come a little bit more like this. Karen, that's it. And then, that's it. I want you to feel that. And then come out. And then that. Yes. And that. Good. Okay. And let that go. And once again, please roll onto your backs and rest. And how are you lying on your back now? How do you sense those shoulder blades? Your pelvis? So at this point in the lesson, if you're feeling anything in your lower back, that's a signal to you. That means you're using your lower back and not engaging the upper back. So it's not bad or wrong, but it's information. So that as we continue on, you might need to do smaller movements to get the upper back engaging. So that's the way that you use the information. Okay, so let's roll once again over onto your stomach. Right hand on top of left, but this time your forehead is on the back of the right hand. So your right hand is on the back of the left, and then place your forehead down. Okay? So your spine is straight. Good. Bend your knees, bring your feet pointed towards the ceiling. And now you're going to do a movement with your right knee. And the idea is you're going to lift your right knee. But what I'd like you to feel to do this is, on your front side, you feel the front of that right hip pressing down into the floor. So it's almost like a scoop movement. Because the tendency, if you're really tight in the hips, is that you actually will lift your butt up too, and you'll lift your hip joint. So think of pressing the front of the right hip down to let the right knee float up. Beautiful. Excellent. And feel, if you do it correctly, you bypass the lower back. What does that do in the area up in between your shoulder blades? That's it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, Mary.
I'm feeling it here.
Yeah, so
something I'm doing.
Right. So what I want you to think is both sides pressed down.
Okay.
So I'm for you, yes. And push this hip down. See, this side doesn't want to stay down. Yeah. So you keep that down and yes. Is that better?
It's still there, but it's better.
Okay. Yes, good. So it's like a scooping motion. And if you're finding your pelvis twisting, try to keep it from twisting. So really, you kind of think of both hips pushing down. That's it. So the leg is just floating up. That's better. That's it, Tomoko. Good. Really good, much better, keeping this down. Great. So just pause. Why don't you lengthen your legs and let's just have you rest for a moment on your belly. So let's try this same thing now with the left leg. So first of all, change over your hands. So the back of the left hand's on top of the right and still your forehead down. And then you bend both knees. And again, think of this scooping motion that both hips press down for the left knee to float up. And if you feel under the left hip, it wants to lift up. That is key for you to become aware of because that's something that you want to change. That's where we're so tight in the hip flexors. And that's where the overuse in our back becomes. Good. Now, how are you doing with this one?
It's
moving. It's funny. So just, yeah, push those hips down. That's it, Doug. So keep there. And then try to keep kind of both down. You're doing, yeah, keep this one down too. Yes, so you float up the left knee. It's like a floating up to keep the hips down. So if your hip is lifting, okay, so do it smaller. That's too much work.
Okay.
No, not you. Smaller. Yeah, even smaller. So for, okay, let's just get this, let all that go. There. There. That's it. And now let's see if we can get you up here. You're so used to going here. That's better. So think here is connected to that. Let's see, I wasn't talking to you. That's it, beautiful. Now, can you alternate them? Can you do once the left and once the right? And looking for each time that the knee lifts, you feel something in between the shoulder blades. Not the lower back, but up in between the shoulder blades. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, see? Sometimes it just helps if my hand's there, and then you go, oh! Yeah, you do it beautifully. There. And if you're not feeling it, hallucinate. When in doubt, just imagine that's what you're supposed to be feeling. Because as soon as you imagine it, you will feel it. There. Nice. There. Okay, let's let that go and rest on your backs. Okay, so let's go back over onto your stomach. Your right ear is resting on the back of your right hand. So just your right hand is going to be up on the floor underneath your head. And your left arm is down by your side. And it's your right ear on the back of the right hand. So your face is to the left. Great. Okay? And you're going to bend your left leg so your left foot comes up. That's it. So we're going to kind of start combining some movements here. So we're going to go back to that movement where you use the right arm to float the head up, right? And you're going to look over the left shoulder. And as you do so, you're going to lengthen your left arm backwards as if to get a hold of your left leg. And this might start with getting a hold of either some of you have sweatpants, eventually your ankle. But to do this, think of the last movement. You must press the hip down into the floor for the knee to float up and bring the sole of the foot closer to you. That's it. So you reach, and if you can grab, and then you let go. And it's not really important to be able to grab your foot. And what I want you to refrain from is pulling the heel towards your butt. I want you to think of the whole left side pressing down along the hip area and the shoulder lifting up. Beautiful. And then there. And lift that knee too.
Oh, lift.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. So press this down.
That hurts the neck.
Okay. You're okay.
Okay.
We'll back it up.
Okay.
Let's do it again. Just got to feel. Yes. So there. There. Yeah, and think of these ribs. Now see if this can float up a little bit. Yes, and down. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. It hurts.
So then keep the knee down.
Okay.
See how you're doing, Karen? Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And then go back down. Reach for that leg. Beautiful. So, right, this is the combination. You really have to bend in the ribs on the left side, and you're extending. Yes. And somehow you're breathing. Beautiful, Mary. That's it. Beautiful. So this is all, again, about your upper back. That's it, Karen. That's enough. And then go back. Okay. Let's take a rest on your backs. It's a big movement. So for those of you that this is your first time, this is kind of a great lesson for you to understand a bit about the method, which is breaking larger movements down into very small pieces. And doing each of these small pieces is learning to feel what's engaged, what's involved. Because very often when we do big movements, and like for example in yoga, those are big movements. And there's so many different things involved to just get into one yoga posture that it's hard to feel what's going on. So this is breaking it down into these smaller pieces so you can feel, oh, I can feel this moving. Or perhaps you're starting to feel, wow, I don't move there at all. And so it's those places where you don't have any movement at all. Those are the places that are hanging up your whole system. And the only way they can free up is you first have to become aware of it. And then change can begin to occur. Okay, so let's go back over onto your stomach again. So just the left hand is up with the left ear. How you doing?
It's okay. Okay.
So left ear. Your right hand is down by your side, and you're going to bend the right knee. So we're going to do the exact same thing. And again, if any of you are feeling anything in the lower back or anything in the neck, I want you to back off, do less, and especially with your neck, you need to use the left arm to float the head up. There should be no work in your neck at all. So you lift up and then you rotate to reach back. That's it. Feel those ribs. And then come back again. Yeah, so don't turn your head at all.
Okay.
So that's one of the issues.
Okay.
That's why it's getting sore.
Okay.
You keep your head like this. It never changes. Up. See? Doesn't change.
Oh, good. Okay.
See that? Doesn't change.
Okay, perfect.
Doesn't change. Because what you're doing is you're doing this.
Yep.
Okay, and that's why it's getting sore.
Okay.
I don't want you to do that. So there's no turning of your neck at all. So in fact, I want you all to just really say to yourself, so your left ear is glued to your left hand. So no rolling. If your head is rolling on the back of your hand, you're using your neck. And this is what we overuse. Because you're not free in the upper back, you will use your neck. So no movement at all in your neck. So that forces you that you have to move the middle part of your back. Right? When I tell you you can't do something somewhere else, you have to get it somewhere else. Beautiful, Doug. That's it. Beautiful, Elizabeth. So you're really bending to the side. You bend, bend, bend. Beautiful, Karen. Bend, 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 bend. Bend, 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 bend. And nothing with your head. Beautiful. Right? So what we do is in here is it's a constraint. Lovely. So when I tell you don't let your head roll, it's a constraint. And it's not that you shouldn't do this in life. Is for this movement so I can get you to feel what you need to feel in your upper back. So if I take out the movement of your neck, you're more likely to feel what's happening in between those shoulder blades and those ribs. But if I let you roll your head, you'll never feel it. Nice. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, and rest on your backs again. Very nice job. It's getting better. Those ribs are starting to move. Okay.
It's good. It's okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go back over onto your stomach again. And this time your hands are going to be right hand on top of left and your forehead. Okay? And we'll start with your legs long, then we'll go to them bent. So now you're going to use both arms. Okay? So both arms are going to support your forehead. So think of both elbows to lift. And what I'd like you to first think of is that your elbows literally widen on the floor to lift, which means that your chest opens up, which means that area in between your shoulder blades must sink down. So think of the elbows, it's like being an airplane and you're getting ready for takeoff. Your elbows are literally going to slide a little bit out away from you to lift. That's it, just go smaller so you can really, better. That's it. Hey, this is quieting down now. Yes. Just let this all be quiet. Yes. Okay. That's it. So it's no turning here. Just think this. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. And then how this can drop down, widen those elbows out. So think of them, nope, don't lose the hands. They scoop out like that. Ah, like that. That. Feel that and yes, that's it. But see, at the very end, you're lifting here. So it's kind of ironic with you. See, don't want you to do that tilt. Mm-hmm. I want you to do everything down here. Uh-huh, that's it. See, that's why you keep going to your neck, and then that's the very place that's why the injury's been there. You're so used to moving there. Think of right in here. There. Yeah, see how different that mm-hmm. is for you? Yes. So no tilting again of the neck. So some of you will have to come and hold your head so you don't tilt, right? Don't let the chin move away from its angle to the floor. So some of you, this is going to be hard because you're not used to activating this part in your back. So even though these are gentle movements, it can sometimes feel hard because it's not familiar to you. Beautiful. Good.
Are you? Is this it?
Nope. It's here. I know. That's where you go to. We're going to do
my
it.
My legs move like
right.
This.
We're going to do it smaller. You just need to do it smaller because this is just your hard zone.
Man, that hurts.
Right? So okay. That's enough. And I want you to think of your chest sinking down. Better. Chest sinking down. Chest. So if you don't mind me coming under here, I want you to think. Right in here, mm-hmm. push into my fingers. Push here. Ah, that's what I want you to do. Push harder. Smash my fingers. You can smash them more. Let that sternum push my fingers down. That's what I want you to feel. And then don't do anything with your neck. Just think of the arms. That's it. And maybe try putting your hands behind your head. So let's do this. Put your hands behind your head so your head doesn't lift now. You can lift it a little bit if you can keep your face pointed towards the ceiling. No tilt, good velocity. No tilt in the head. So don't, no tilt in the head. Lift those elbows. There, now I'll let you lift. Yep, there. So I'm gonna come underneath you too. So right in here, I want, yeah, oops, okay. Press right here. Nope, press your sternum into, that's it. Now go back down, and I want you to smash my fingers. There you go, better. Nope, but then you tilted your head. Push, smash my fingers. That's it, that's all I want you to do, that much. Smash my fingers, that's all, there. That is good enough, that's what I want you to learn. Okay, that's it. You feel how you did that, the first thing? That's what you need. I know this is a hard area, you guys. Okay, good. Now keep the hands interlaced behind your head and bend your knees, bring your feet up. Okay. And now let's try lifting both of your knees at the same time.
I have like a
spasm. Okay.
I have no arms and I'm okay. Really painful, so I can't lay like that.
Okay, so I'll help you. Just tell, yeah, you should have told me. I'm here for.
Okay.
Yeah, so if that's too painful, which arm is it? This?
My right arm.
Okay, so bring it down.
Okay.
We're going to do everything like that.
Okay.
There.
That's better.
Yeah, so put the back of your forehead and bend your knees, okay, and lift both knees gently. That's it. And just let this, yeah, so next time just... I can always find a way.
Hurts.
I can always find a way for it to modify.
Okay.
So maybe, is that better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now try to lift both legs. Just bring the knees a little and down. That's it.
Okay.
And just a little and down. Good. How's that coming along now?
This goes to my right.
So do less. So whenever you feel something too much, it's your job. I'm doing the best I can with all of you, but it's your job, then it means you're doing too much there. Back it off. Okay, let's rest on your belly for a moment. So when Elizabeth, you feel that, just back it off, you know, right? So just tell yourself, okay, do a smaller movement. In between your shoulder blades.
Even though you're not doing anything with your arms.
Right. I want you to get up there. You're going to feel a little bit with your lower back, but I want you to still think higher up. Okay, now we're going to combine everything. So let's have your hands under your forehead. Let's put your right hand on top of your left, your forehead. Bend your knees. Okay, you're going to scoop the elbows and the knees. So everything up a little bit and then down. Okay, so now you should feel the whole spine. Everything beautiful. Beautiful. You feel that in here? Mm-hmm. Nice. So if you keep from your neck doing anything, you're going to feel it all in your whole spine. That's it. Let's see if we can get this area to bend a little bit more. Yes, that's it. Okay, let's see how you're doing.
I know, I can't turn my head straight, so if I keep it to the side.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
And then there, good. And that's enough. Maybe even do it smaller.
Okay.
Because you've been doing so much. I don't want to agitate that. So just a little lift. That's enough. And back. That's it.
Okay.
That's all I want you to do. Try that little bit again.
Okay.
That's enough. And back off. So now, is this better, Elizabeth?
Yeah, with lifting your arms, that releases.
Okay, good. So however much you're doing right now, I want you to do half as much. And I know it's hard to understand doing little, but my definition of little is that you're barely moving. That's it. And even less, so you can feel, there. Okay, even smaller. It is so profound, the change that will happen with smallness. Beautiful. Okay, nice. Everybody rest on your backs. And just check in. At this point, how are your shoulders feeling? How's your pelvis feeling? How's your spine feeling? So when I asked you to think about your spine at the beginning of the lesson, see if you kind of took a little picture in your mind of how it felt, and how are you sensing and experiencing your spine differently now? How are you feeling that upper back, mid back, and how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor? How do you sense and feel your pelvis lying on the floor? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, and really go slow. So the quality of rolling your head, if in fact you didn't use your neck, it should be so effortless now. So when the rolling of your head is super effortless, you don't feel anything. There's no pulling, there's no cracking or popping. So it's this experience of fluidity in your body that eventually you'd like to experience everywhere. So if every joint in your body felt like this, imagine how great it is to move. Right? Because this is what it's like for children. So they don't feel pulls and tension and joints and cracking. They feel this level of fluidity throughout their whole body and system. So if we can get it in one place, we just keep adding on to getting it into other places. But it's just really great to have the feeling right now and to really take in what that feeling is like for you. And when was the last time that you rolled your head and it felt this fluid? Now, as you roll your head maybe just a little bit more, see if you can feel that upper back is engaged, that you actually feel the turning of the vertebra in between the shoulder blades, and it's not just your neck. And again, if you don't think you can feel it, hallucinate it. Just grab the idea and tell yourself, oh, this is what is happening. And in that thought, maybe you can start to feel how they're all twisting and turning. And does that make something even better? Great. Okay, so when you're done with that, you just come back to center. And then just take another moment to really observe and notice what feels different for you. And maybe even ask yourself, what do you like that feels different? What's standing out for you today with this lesson that you really like, that feels good, that you're going to walk away with? Okay, so taking your time, you'll roll to a side, and if you need to pause on your side, please do so, and then slowly bring yourselves up to standing, but please take your time. If you just feel like you want to rest on your side for a moment, that's fine, and then when you feel ready, you'll eventually bring yourself up to standing to really sense how different your back is going to feel now in standing.